Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter. Yes. Today is miércoles.
It is miércoles. Say it properly.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Today is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday?
I don't know how to say
it. So really, Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday, that's what I'm saying.
Whoa.
You're adding a lot of extra.
That's the thing. I'm sorry, I was in the middle of a seizure. Just kidding, that's not funny.
Yes, stop making jokes. Epilepsy is serious.
Oh, wow, you knew the medical term.
Well, if you have epilepsy, you're prone to seizures, yes.
I know. Seizures are within epilepsy. Epilepsy is not within seizures. So
yes,
when
no,
I said seizures.
Are due to epilepsy, but epilepsy.
So when I said seizures, it was really inconsiderate of you. Inconsiderate of you to have assumed epilepsy.
In the face.
I did not.
Well, yeah, so today is Wednesday.
It is, and let's just...
It's our 17th podcast.
Yes! Episode number 17. Welcome, friends.
Yes.
And welcome to our cult.
Yes, that's exactly what we were.
Let's hop straight into it. Our cult meetings always start with a quote. Let's
yes, for today's cult meeting, we will be discussing a quote by Sheryl Crow.
Wow.
Nobody has a better vision of who you are than yourself.
I like how we switched it around. I like how you started with the author.
Really
nice.
Yeah. I thought I'd bring a little
surprise. A little spice in the mix. That was real nice. Okay, so again, sorry, I was not paying attention.
Nobody has a better vision of who you are than yourself.
What do you think of this?
I think that's completely true. I feel like the people around you can assume things and they can think things, but nobody knows what you're thinking the way you do.
Hmm.
And you can choose to express some things and you can express yourself badly, but you know how you truly feel. The people around you may think they know how you truly feel because it's like, oh, like, body language doesn't lie and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, I know exactly how I feel.
Like, you know your truths better than anybody else. It's
exactly.
Like, you know what you're feeling, you know your truths, and again, whether you decide to express those or not.
Or whether or not you're able to express it properly,
but
you know better than anyone. Oh,
yeah.
I forgot I have Pocky.
You are the constant snacker, I swear. And you're the one who hates to hear people eating.
I know.
And you are going to provide that for our listeners.
I chew quietly, nobody will even notice.
I swear. And do you know the hypocrisy of that real quick? It's that if I were to start eating, you're like, ew, like, I can hear the sound. You wouldn't be like that mean, but like.
Well, if you ate like a weirdo.
I mean, how else would I eat?
You have to chew with your mouth closed.
Give me one. Them strawberry Pocky. Literally, these are the leftovers from our Asian snack haul.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Our Target Asian snack collection.
I just feel like this should feel as natural as possible.
Ah.
And most times when we're having conversations...
You're eating.
I am snacking.
Ugh, my obesity. Okay, so, actually, I would have taken a completely different stance than this. No, the thing is, I'm pretty sure that yours is correct. Because I don't agree with this quote. Nobody has a better vision of you than who... Nobody has a better vision of who you are than yourself. I don't know why the word vision... For me, it's like, nobody sees you better than you see yourself. And I feel as though that's not true because...
You'll always be harsher on yourself.
I was about to say, I feel as though, even though there are a lot of people, like, I wish I was the harshest person on myself, but no, there's a lot of people who are a lot harsher on me.
Mm.
But I know that I judge myself much more cruelly, much more...
Than people who truly love you.
Yeah, than you, for example. Like, I know that... When, in terms of, like, punishing me or, like, judging me, like, I judge myself 10 times harder than you ever will. So, I actually don't agree with this quote. What you said made sense, so obviously, like, you know your truth better than anybody else, which is what I'm assuming they actually meant with this quote. Because if it's what I think that they're saying, it is that they're saying, I don't agree with it. Because, no, nobody has a better vision of you than who you are, of who you are than yourself. Yeah, I don't agree with that. Because you can be very hard on yourself. And I feel as though you're always your worst critic. And you always see your imperfections before anybody else does. So, yeah. I'm not...
That in that way, that yeah, quote. No, it's wrong. But I took it the other way.
Yeah, the way that you interpreted made sense. But yeah, no, I don't... I mean, again, I don't agree with my interpretation of it.
But you agree with mine?
I do.
Okay.
Because that's something that I always try to use it, actually, where it's like, I hate it when people try to tell me what I'm feeling or tell me what I'm thinking. It's like, I know, like, the thing is, I don't know, for example, No, actually, something super stupid. It's like, I had this person once who tried to tell me that I don't get depressed. Mm-hmm. He was literally like, yeah, no, you don't have depression. What you have is anxiety. And I'm like, I appreciate you telling me that I have anxiety. Like, I appreciate that. But, like, you know what I mean? I appreciate that kind of attention. But it's like, don't, especially since depression is self-diagnosed, actually, I was really ignorant of that person.
Oh, yeah.
To have told me that I don't have depression.
It's like, you don't know me.
It's like, one, you don't know me that well. I mean, two, it's like, you don't know my truth. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How are you going to tell me that I don't get depressed? Mm-hmm. Then what are you calling it? Like, oh, it's anxiety? It's like, I know the difference. Mm-hmm. And I hated how in that moment I felt like, well, in that moment, I was like, oh, wow, really? Okay. Like, I didn't even, like, speak my truth to him in that moment. It was like, oh, okay, so then what do I have?
Back then, we wanted to fuel men's egos. Still, we didn't want them to feel bad.
I still feel like I'm there. I need to actively...
No mood.
Actually, you know what? Because of recent events, I know for a fact that I wouldn't fuel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because of the actions that were taken.
Problem is, I'm such a pushover.
Same.
And I have so much pity for people. Mm-hmm. And the thing
that's
is...
That's a big one for you.
People don't even want my pity.
Do you pity for me? Do you pity me?
Dead ass, no. That's why I feel like I treat you the most genuine that I would treat anybody, and I feel like I treat you really bad sometimes.
I love it.
I'm not a nice person. I want to be a nice person. I feel pity for people, and that's not a nice thing to feel. Mm-hmm. Empathy is a nice thing, you know.
I'm masochistic, so please keep it coming.
Shut up. But I feel pity for people. Mm-hmm. I don't feel pity for you, which is why I'm serious with you, and I have expectations for you. Mm-hmm. And when I think you do something wrong or immature, I'm going to call you out and be like, fix yourself. And I'm not going to make excuses. I'm going to try to understand you always. And I'm going to say, like, I know you came from this place with this, but don't ever do that shit again. You're not getting forgiven next time.
And I appreciate that
as well. Like, that's the thing. I hold you to a higher standard than everybody else. That's why I have no pity for you.
I'm so
But honored. I have pity for everybody else.
Wow.
And I hate that about myself because, once again, they don't even want that. Like, that's not admirable. That just makes me a shit person. That's hating everyone. Once again, empathy is nice.
Versus pity, what? Do I have empathy?
Probably. You're probably empathetic.
But, I mean, the thing is, where you have pity, I have anger, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, so I feel as though, even though, like, you're right, it's not, like, the nicest, most honorable thing to do, because pity, it's like, I don't know, actually, I don't know why pity is, like, a negative thing.
Because I'm looking down on them, and I'm like, I'm superior, so let me not hold you accountable. It's like, I baby everyone. I feel like pity is, like, not respecting them as individuals. Do you know what I mean?
Like, thinking they're weak?
Yeah.
So it's like, let me be gentle with you because you're not strong enough
Let me not expect things from you because you can't do it.
Damn.
And that's how I feel about everybody.
Wow. Everybody?
Everybody.
Speak properly.
Everybody, yeah. That's why, actually, I don't hate anybody.
You don't?
Mm-mm. Because how can you hate? It's like saying I'm going to hate a three-year-old. Okay, the three-year-old kicked me in the leg. I don't hate you for that. Like, I know you're a dumbass little kid. You know? Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to hate you. I'm going to pity that you aren't old enough to have a brain.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a Capricorn in me or just a fucked up person in me.
Is it? I don't know, because I feel as though... I don't know. I don't know what to say on that, to be honest. Because I always see your pity, and the only, like, negative connotation that I, like, would get from it is that I see, because you pity, you let yourself be, like, pulled around a lot. Because you pity the person, like, you're not going to put them in their place. Or because you pity the person, like, you're not going to tell them that, like, you don't like this or you don't like that. Or because, like, if you pity... that's actually something that I am very worried, I guess, in, like, your future relationships.
Right.
The thing is, I feel like, if you were to get together with a guy, obviously you'd like him in the beginning. But if at one point, like, either he made you uncomfortable or, like, you just don't want to be with him anymore, but, like, you see that he still likes you. Uh-huh. Like, the thing is, I feel as though you would stay in a relationship an extra 2 or 3 years just out of pity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only situation where I'd be like, let's fix this. Because other than that, I feel as though your whole, like, pity stance, I mean, it hasn't ever truly, like, hurt you. And, I mean, it only helps others. Because, I mean, others don't know that you're pitying them, per se. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They just think that you're being generous or, like, neutral. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily anything. I mean, because your pitying could... You're pitying? Pitying. You having pity for someone can literally be just, like, not yelling at them for having made a mistake or not, mm-hmm. like, calling them out on their shit and literally just keeping it to yourself. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? That's what I've seen your pity look like. I mean, and obviously, it could also be being kind. It could also be helping. But literally, one of the only, like, situations that comes to mind where I'm like, shit, like, you need to fix this only because of, it's because I see you staying in a relationship much longer than you want to. Because you feel bad for the other person, which is not a reason to stay in a relationship.
No.
But it could be what happens. I don't know if you disagree with what I'm saying.
No, I totally see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I feel like that might also stem from lack of self-love, because if I love myself enough, I'll do the right thing for myself.
Well, I mean, agreed, but it's not... But you would justify it as it's like, I don't, like, hate being with this person. I'm just not, like, in love with them anymore. I'm not hurting myself being with this person. I'm just being nice to them. It's like, until I find another guy to like, why can't I just stay with them?
That's very fucked up.
I know, but as in, like, I feel like as though you could give yourself million excuses as to, like, why you can wait another month or wait another week or wait until after the holidays mm-hmm. or wait until after his mom's funeral or wait, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you'll just continue putting it off
mm-hmm.
just as, like, and then there'll never be a specific moment until, like, it has to be done. Like, I don't think you'll ever marry somebody or, like, you know what I mean? Like, have 5 kids because, oh shit, like, I couldn't break up with them. Like, no, obviously, but I feel as though the relationship could extend an extra 1 or 2 years until, like, maybe, like, he proposes to you and you're like, shit, I don't like you. But then you'd be like, fuck, but, like, he just proposed and, like, I didn't say no. It's like, I at least need to keep, like, a 3-year engagement.
He's a dumbass, because if I'm thinking of breaking up and he's thinking of proposing, we clearly have not been communicating.
Yeah.
And then that relationship was doomed to fail from the start.
Very true. But, I mean, I don't know.
No, I see what you mean, but...
I mean, as well, you're not stupid, obviously, no, but just I feel as though...
But I am a dumbass.
Oh, damn. It's like, you're a dumbass, what am I?
Dumb and dumber.
Honestly. So yeah, we kind of branched off, but, okay, nobody has a better vision of who you are than yourself. Again, don't agree, but I guess your interpretation of it, it's like, you know your truth better than anybody else. Don't let anybody try to manipulate or change your reality.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you reacted the way you were supposed to react. You said what you wanted to say. It's like, don't let anybody lessen or make less or make greater your pain or your opinion or your choices, if that makes sense.
5-second rule.
5-second rule. Yeah, it fell on the floor. It's okay. The studio's clean.
Potentially.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Okay, this is for miércoles. Let's see. So hoy I wanted to talk to you about a few things.
What? How we start?
What is this, like, question? What is it?
I don't know.
It's like curious.
She's tapping her fingers into her fingers.
Yes, I am, like, I'm clapping now. Okay, ready? Would you eat?
Okay, so foods that we would be willing to eat.
Way to ruin my moment.
Oh shit! Did you want a surprise?
No, it's okay. I didn't particularly want a surprise. Would you eat
Pocky? Yes.
Yeah, I know you're scarfing that shit down. You haven't even offered me one. You manipulative.
You have the ability to grab.
You manipulative whore.
What?
I'm just kidding. I do. I would like one. Even though you quit talking like this. At least speak clearly. What's up with this broken ass Pocky?
They're all broken.
You gave me a butt. You couldn't even give me a top.
I already grabbed all the tops.
Except for this one. Give me this top. Lo voy a empatar. Nice. This is a small cookie.
Here's another top.
Thank you, Mama. Let me see. Would you eat... Chicken.
Yeah. Any way you make it, I'll eat it. Fried.
Really?
Rotisserie.
Boiled?
Why would you boil chicken?
You literally just said any way.
Grilled.
Grilled is fire.
Yeah, but why would, like, I'll eat it, like, yeah, and, like, some chicken noodle soup, sure, but, like, why would you do that?
If you're sick.
ruin the taste of the chicken. You're better off doing anything else to it.
Agreed.
But yes, I love chicken.
Would you eat pork?
I'm not really that big a fan of it. Oh. I'm over ribs, and apart from that, what else?
Would you eat...
I want to eat a pork cutlet bowl, but that's only because of... Oh.
Of what?
It's only because they choose to make it out of pork.
You need to explain your sound effect. It's like, ooh, what just happened?
You got the cap off.
Okay, I was trying to open a water bottle, and this piece that I'm assuming you didn't think was going to come off came off.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I was trying to pull off. Because my water bottle, it's like, it's a, what is it? A Contigo, like, metal stainless steel. It has a white top, and then it has, like, the cap over it. And I was trying to separate the two.
Why?
Because it smells like still water that had, yeah, stale water. I mean, not, like, bad, but just, like, stale. So I was like, let me separate them so that I remember I want to clean it.
Nice.
But whatchamacallit?
Yeah, so pork, I'm not that, no.
You're actually not that, I mean, I'd be willing to eat pork.
I'd be willing to eat it, but first off, it's so fattening, like, I'd rather eat beef or chicken.
I get that.
Like, if there's pork available, I'm not going to starve, but I'm not going to purposefully go somewhere and buy pork. No.
Do you know, I feel like, ready, if we had, like, a whole barbecue here. I was about to say, that was a really deep hole. Like, we have a whole barbecue here. Like, as in, like, you know, like, una parrilla, like, yeah, with everything. Yeah, yeah. It's like if we had like, you know, some grilled chicken, some like fried chicken. I know que on la parrilla you can't really fry chicken, but you know what I mean? Let's pretend it's there. Like some like sausages, some beef, some pork, some ribs. Like, you know, like a little bit like a nice like
array.
Like, what would you reach for first?
On a grill.
Like you have the skewer and you're going for it. What you grabbing?
I love grilled chicken.
Yeah?
I love chicken.
I thought you were gonna say corn.
You didn't say it was corn.
I told you there was a nice display array of set of things.
Well, I would definitely go for the corn.
Would you go for the corn first? I noticed you actually really like corn.
I love corn.
We don't eat corn and enough for how much I think you like it.
I think that's why I like it.
Oh, because we don't... Oh, okay, let's keep the status quo then. I'm like, stock up on jojotos?
Just like, I would have to say that I'm obsessed with mashed potatoes because I never get mashed potatoes. If I started eating it more often.
I like the way your family makes mashed potatoes. I don't like eating mashed potatoes out. I've never tried
some... Most of them, it's, like, of a box. Like, I want real potatoes.
Yeah, I want, like, actual, like...
And if you get some fucking chives up in there...
Yeah, ooh. Some mantequilla, some freaking chives, some...
You
what was...
have to put, like, some heavy cream or half and half.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's in the recipe. But what is it? Some chives and, Was it anchovies? What? No, I think that was butter. If you guys have... Okay, the thing is, first of all, if you guys don't like anchovies, like, you guys need to get with it, honestly. Like,
bro, anchovies are amazing.
I was about to say. I mean, I'm not going to tell you to grow up because I get it, but, like, anchovies are just, like, delicious. Like, on pizza and anywhere else.
I don't think I'm willing to eat pizza without anchovies anymore. Honestly. And it's just bread.
I mean, the thing is, obviously... Kinda ready? Pizza. Just side note. What is your go-to pizza?
I wish we hadn't had dinner yet. Then we could totally have pizza.
Did we have dinner, technically?
What time is it?
It is...
Don't say it aloud, then they'll know that we don't film at the right time.
Did you see the time?
No, I didn't. I'm gonna check on my phone.
I see it. It's this one, almost. It's 9 p.m., you guys.
I'm full, especially because I just snacked. Maybe later I'll be hungry. Maybe tomorrow.
Stop! I'm hungry today. Like, what we ate for dinner was, like, barely dinner.
You want pizza?
I do want pizza.
Well, what's my go-to pizza, as you said? I don't know why. If you put too much, I'm just like, yuck. Love pepperoni. I'm sorry. Like, cheese and pepperoni. You throw some black olives on there. You throw some olives. What did I say?
Olive Garden is what you said, I think. You mean olive oil? Anchovies? What were you trying to say? Corn?
What are words? My brain just left.
Okay.
Black olives.
You just said that, though.
I said black olives already?
Oh, were you trying to say black olives again? Because you did say olive.
What did I say?
A second time.
Okay. What? Okay, so there's the pizza. I like cheese on it. Pepperoni. I like black olives.
What kind? Be more specific. Okay, ready? We're starting crust. You're making... It's homemade pizza. This is crust. What's going on? Just plain crust, thin crust, thick crust, crust with, like, some cheese in it? Like, what are we going for? Are you going condimentar with some, like, nice garlic powder on the shit?
No, I actually don't like it when they do that. Garlic oil that always comes with
not the pizza. Not garlic oil. Like, you know, some garlic powder, I feel like, on the actual bread, I think that would be good.
It might be. I've never done that before.
Oh, okay. But, like, what is it? Like, plain pizza? Like, do you want cheese stuffed? I might
put a little marinara sauce.
Oh, some marinara. Okay, we haven't got there yet. I'm talking about the crust. Why are you getting ahead of yourself?
I'm so confused.
Okay. Ready? We entered a pizza shop. Okay. Here. We pre-made the dough. You get to extend it. You made it into a circle / triangle / square. We're not sexist against shapes.
Nice.
Now, what is going on here?
I like this pizza shop.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to get...
They're already all-inclusive.
I'm going to get a hexagonal pizza.
Wow, that's...
Just so all the rims are perfectly...
I'm going to get a nonagonal one.
Onagonal? I like.
I said nana, but yeah. Nonagon? Nine? Isn't that a nonagon? Non? Is
yeah.
Nine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you don't know is that it's technically a circle.
Oh.
So what you
call it?
Deca?
What is that? That's 10?
A deci?
Deucagonal? Is that 12?
A deuce? I'm pretty sure deuce is not 10. Well, okay. Okay. You know what? They were like, you know what? You too indecisive. We giving you a circle. They gave you a circle.
Okay.
So now you have your circle dough. You and me. We both got a circle dose.
Okay.
What are we doing here? The next step is to either stuff the crust with cheese.
No.
And or not.
I'm not going to stuff the crust with cheese because then the crust is too fat and you don't get any pizza.
Okay. Do you want some super thin crust to where they come in and they roll it out a little bit more, you know, cut the edges?
As long as when I grab it at the end, it doesn't completely like... If it has some sort of structural integrity.
They can
like crunch.
They can make it more crunchy. I was about
to say, no, but I still want it to be soft. I don't want like...
Okay.
So if it's not too crunchy and still has structural integrity, make it as thin as possible.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, so we're just going to go with the classic.
Yeah, classic is good.
Normal. So it's not going to be thick. It's not going to be thin. Like, you know, normal dough. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what's going on? Are you putting... They have some pizza sauce. They have some Alfredo sauce. Mm. Like, so, you know, some of that white...
I'll do the white pasta sauce.
You want some marinara pizza sauce? The basil tomato sauce? Whatever.
Yeah, just
you want
a
some
little
of that?
Bit
just
light.
A little bit? Light. A nice light amount. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And after that, they have anything you want. What we put in on the pizza? What's the first layer?
I want cheese.
Okay. What kind of cheese?
It's a bit hard because I don't really like mozzarella, but provolone just doesn't hit right. I don't know what kind of cheese they use at the pizza places.
Mozzarella.
Is it? Okay. Then we'll do mozzarella.
Okay. Why are you saying it like that? Be energized. This is your pizza.
I don't really like
pizza. I am literally so excited. We are literally going to order pizza after this. Right, really fucking hope we are.
Let's do it.
Loki, at what time do the pizza places close? Do you want to start doing that? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You first have to sprinkle mozzarella everywhere.
Okay.
Generous.
A nice thick cap, like thin.
We are cheese sluts.
Okay.
We put cheese on that pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Then you follow... With some black olives.
Black olives, nice.
You follow with some anchovies.
Nice, okay. But give more visual. Visually, like, what are we looking at? Like, okay, first with the olives, it's like, do we see no cheese because of the amount of olives?
No, sparingly. Or, like, you grab a sparingly. Pochito okay. and you just go...
So, like, every slice is going to have, like, a good 4 or 5 olives?
Yeah, give
okay,
or take.
Okay, okay. Got you.
Same amount with the onions. Same amount
oh,
with the
Oh, you put
anchovies.
Onions on yours?
Yeah.
How interesting. Onions. Okay.
Apart from that, I think I'm chilling. And then you go pepperoni. But pepperoni, there is half a pinky, so we'll maybe call that like a quarter inch between each pepperoni. Like, there's going to be like maybe 6
like kind of like a soccer ball kind of vibe. Like, you know how it's like has the black around every white?
No.
But like not that much? Oh, okay, less space. So like...
Moral of the story is a lot of pepperoni, but no overlap.
Okay.
They're next to each other. They have to be next to each other. Because if you overlap and the ones underneath don't cook that well, no overlap.
Okay. Oh, so you like the little pepperonis to be a little bit crispy on the top.
That's why they're at the top.
I see you.
Once you're done, once you put the pepperoni, you get more cheese. And you just sprinkle
sparingly.
Mm-hmm. Just to like...
On top. Yeah, just to, you know, add some more of that white pop.
Just
okay.
So there's that melty at the top.
We got you.
And I'd have to say that's my ideal pizza.
And then, like, you cook it. And then, again, so do you like it for the edges to be kind of crispy? You like it softy, but, like,
structured? No, I don't like burned.
No?
Like, just cook it.
Mm.
Once it's cooked, pull it out.
Okay.
And, like, yeah, I like the pepperonis to be, like, a little crispy, like, on the edges.
That's yummy. Yeah. Oh, I got you. Ooh.
And I'm gonna dunk that bitch in ranch.
Ooh, yes! Ranch. Oh, my gosh. See, that's the only reason I like the crust. Because I feel
it's
as though
it's so hard. It's so annoying.
No, agreed. But the thing is, because it's like, because I feel some type of way like dipping. I feel some type of way dipping the like pizza into the ranch, because I'm like, then the pizza just tastes like ranch, and like I liked my pizza. So what I like to do is like I'll eat the pizza. Like, you know, normal. I mean, I'm not saying that one or two like bites won't be dipped in ranch, but like I'll eat the pizza and then the crust. Some people throw it out. Some people don't appreciate it. I'm like, girl, this is exactly, this is my ranch, scooper.
Ranch shovel.
This is my ranch shovel. So I just go. That's how I eat.
Good visual.
Yes. It's visual? You mean sound effects?
Well, I have a good visual based on the sound effects that were provided.
Oh,
so thank
yeah.
You.
And of course, the napkin right after that. I'm a lady, of course.
Yeah, dab. What about you? So what's your ideal pizza?
My ideal pizza is kind of same thing. I wouldn't stuff the crust. I would just like normal crust. I'm not even that picky. And I would do cheese. Actually,
no marinara?
No. I would do a little bit of pizza sauce for real. Yeah, since they're there. I mean, since it's there, like, if they didn't have it, I'd be just as happy. Like, it's chill. But ready, actually, I'm kind of conflicted. Let me think. Okay. You know what? I'll go with this. Yeah. Let me not be too weird. Okay. So what I would do is I would do a nice, like you said, a nice generous base of the cheese. It could be provolone. That's it could be mozzarella. I really have no particular, like, preference per se. Oh. The studio.
Keep going.
I have no particular preference per se. I mean, just whatever's available. Like, if I had the choice, I mean, I guess I would go for mozzarella /or provolone.
Okay.
I mean, if I had the choice, I wouldn't go for any yellow. I would go for a white cheese.
Agreed.
That I do draw the line
it
there.
It is a white cheese.
Yes. I would go for a white cheese, being mozzarella and or provolone. Generally, I don't know, because I the thing is, I feel like I would generally go for mozzarella, but when I make homemade pizzas, like, for some reason, there's only ever provolone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would put the provolone. So
I don't like mozzarella, so I only buy provolone.
Oh, is that why we only have provolone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would go for a white cheese. Again, whatever is there, whatever other people haven't touched as much, whatever, like, I could use more of, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do a nice,
mm-hmm.
you know, solid okay. layer. Like, you're not going to see none of the masa under it.
No,
like, it's going to be all queso.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm. So then after that, I would get some... Oh, I would do anchovies after that, actually, just for fun, just to change up the order. I would do nice anchovies. Like, every single, like, slice has to have at least one anchovy. Like,
oh.
one, like... The thing is, because what I do with the anchovy, I get the, like, the latas, the,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, the cans. I don't know
yes.
why I said lata. I get, like, the cans, and, like, each one they come with, I don't know how many, like, long anchovy strippies.
And you rip that bitch
like,
up.
I rip it into, like, three, and then I, like, put it sparingly. Like, every... Actually, since I'm ripping the anchovies, each slice of pizza has to have, like, two. Two or three.
Mm.
Yeah.
You better be getting a bite of anchovy.
I am getting
if
a
not
bite
every
of anchovy.
Time, every other time.
Yeah, I'm getting a bite of anchovy in every pizza at least like two or three times. Yeah.
Nice.
Then that, and then also, like, I don't even mind putting a little bit of the oil on top, you
Ooh,
know, because
yeah,
it has some of the anchovy oil. Like, it just tastes like anchovies without actually having to use the anchovy. So, you know, just sprinkle a little of that on top sparingly. It's not going to be drenched. Like, literally, you barely see it at the, like, once I'm done, it's like, oh, did you actually put the oil? Yeah, I did.
You did.
After that, I'm going to put onions, like some nice onions, like, as much as my little heart desires. It's not going to be, like, packed, but, like, good amount. Like, you're still going to see cheese under there.
But, like, there's going to be
But,
onions.
Like, there's going to be onions because I love onions. Oh, my God. Do not even get me started on how obsessed I am on onions. Onions in salad, yes. Onions in food, yes. Onions where? Yes.
Yes.
Wherever. Just not sweets. Please don't, like... I know there's, like, an onion ice cream. I'm not.
No.
Like, any kind of, like, salty
you don't
dinner
mix
flavor.
Business with pleasure.
We do not. The onions are the business, so it's okay.
The sweetness is the pleasure.
There you go. So, yeah, I would do onions. And then I would also get mushrooms, which are the mushrooms that I like?
The white ones?
Yeah, the white ones. Just the classic ones. The super plain ones. Because then if you try to give me some, like, portobello mushrooms or, like, shiitake, then I'm like, like, I don't like them.
Really?
I've tried
the white ones.
I've tried, I think, shiitake, and I've tried, there's, like, the brown ones that are, like, just as common as the white ones. Like, you know, there's the white ones that come in the blue container, and then there's the brown ones that come in, like, the black container. Uh-huh. Like, depending, like, I don't like the taste of the black ones or the brown ones.
Really?
I don't like the taste. I mean, I'll eat it.
They all taste the same
to me. They do not. There is a clear distinction. I like the white ones. I mean,
mushrooms don't really have flavor. They just have texture. Agreed. And I enjoy their texture, but their flavor really isn't there.
I get that. Like, I'll give that to you. Because that's the thing. I was raised on the white ones. So any mushroom that has any kind of flavor, like, I'm like, let's not. Yeah, exactly. Like, I think you've tried a shiitake mushroom and you didn't like it. I think we tried it at the same time, to be honest. I couldn't tell you if I have. But yeah, so then mushrooms. And then after mushrooms, I'm done.
Damn. Peppers? Bell peppers?
I mean, if there are the only reason I do put bell peppers is because sometimes when, like, or family gatherings or whatever, if there's, like, three or four leftover bell peppers and I see, like, nobody else is gonna put bell peppers, like, to not, like, put them in the fridge and have them there, like, I'll use them. Okay. But, like, not because I had planned to.
Girl, you don't put no meat on this shit?
I don't need meat.
Oh, my God.
I like this pizza like this because the thing is, before, like, if you would have asked me 10 years ago, I would have put that ground beef, I would have put that ham, I would have put that turkey, I would have put that pepperoni on top, I would have done like 10 kinds of cheese, I would have done the bell peppers, I would have done the green bell peppers, the red bell peppers, the onions, the mushrooms, the olives, the green olives. What else do we put on pizzas?
Moral of the story, you would put everything.
I would put everything, and it's like, if I put everything, like, I taste like, it tastes like nothing.
Yeah.
And the thing is, me personally, I feel like, how are you going to have a pizza and not have cheese? Pizza needs cheese.
Pizza needs cheese.
Because, like, I'm this close to bypassing the cheese. If not, it's a salad. Exactly. If not, it's like, I'm eating a sandwich with, like, lacking.
Is pizza a sandwich?
Pizza's not a sandwich, babe.
Pizza's a sandwich.
Stop.
Then what is pizza?
It's a fucking sandwich. I don't want to get into this conversation. Oh, my gosh. Why are you ruining it? Hot dogs are not sandwiches. Pizza is not a sandwich. A burger is barely a sandwich. It's a burger.
It's a sandwich.
It's barely a sandwich. It's a burger. It falls under the sandwich family. It's named a burger.
Well, it's like saying it's a tuna melt, but it's a sandwich.
Maybe. Ooh. Maybe. Uh-oh. Well, okay. Pizza can be...
Pizza's
a sandwich, sure.
Pizza a sandwich. We talked about our pizza orders, making my mouth water. I want pizza really bad.
Yeah, for real.
I haven't had pizza in a really long time.
Let's just do this. Where are we going to order pizza? Is it Cece's? By Cece's, I meant Caesar's, but I think that's ill too. Papa John's?
That's the only one I'm willing to eat from.
Romeo's?
Romeo's is good, but they're expensive. Anthony's? I don't know who that is.
Anthony? Antoni? And what? I don't know.
Oh, that one fancy pizza place restaurant we went to? Yeah, I'm not eating from there. They burned it.
Did they?
They were all charging us hella money for pizza and they go and burn it? Nah, I'm not going back there.
Oh. We should have returned it if we spent that much money on it. Should be like, it's burned, can we get a different one?
We sat there and ate it.
Oh.
And the lady would never come outside and refill our waters.
Oh, yeah, really we thirsty. Had like such a horrible experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really bad day, because I don't know why we also decided to sit outside.
We never do that.
Yeah, we never do that with that group of people.
Yeah.
That was really interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Hmm. Interesting. But okay, so Papa John's? And what are you going to get on your pizza from Papa John's?
I told you.
Oh, literally you're going to get that?
No.
Oh, goodness.
Hold on. Get pepperoni, olives, onions, and anchovies on my pizza. As fuck.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Would we do half and half, or would I just eat? I would just pick off the pepperoni, it's chill.
No, don't do that, because you would want to put more stuff. But
not really, I would just want to do... Did you not say onions?
I did say onions.
Okay, so yeah, then I'm solid.
But I wouldn't want to put mushrooms. I guess we don't have to.
We don't have to put mushrooms.
No, let's put mushrooms. You pick up the pepperoni,
and let me say it this way, as though, like, I feel as though...
Pick off the pepperoni?
No, I would eat the pepperoni, obviously. You hate pepperoni that much? No, I don't hate it. No, I mean, the thing is, I feel as though... It's kind of me, not redeeming myself, but it's because pizza is such a, like, unhealthy, like, I always feel so icky guilty, after, there you go, like, guilty after eating pizza, so I'm like, if I at least had, like, a shit ton of vegetables on it, then, like, I'll feel better about myself, and I like it. It's not like, oh, I'm, like, eating a bunch of lettuce, so I feel good about myself. Like, no, I'm like, I actually enjoy this, like, mostly veggie pizza. let me do it. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoy it just as much as I would enjoy, like, a meat lover or something, you know, like mm-hmm, a Super Supreme. Mm-hmm. I literally enjoy it just the same. So why not just eat the vegetable
one? Do you feel less guilty?
Yeah, I actually do.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I always feel super guilty after pizza. Do we really want to do this to ourselves?
Probably not. Then what would we eat? I'm hungry.
If we had a salad, that would be so much better, and we'd feel less guilty.
Should we go buy a salad? Because, actually, today, I made for the first time, there's the, they're like these Japanese egg sandwiches.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
I saw this lady on TikTok.
Yeah, there was this chick on TikTok, and she literally made a Japanese egg sandwich, which is, her specific recipe is that you boil 10 eggs for 10 minutes. I didn't do 10 eggs because it was just going to be, there were three of us at the time, so I literally just did 2 eggs each, like, in correlation. So then I boiled 6 eggs. And then, you, like, peel them, you separate the whites from the yolks. Is that the yolk? The yellow part? Yeah. The yolk. With the yolk, you kind of, like, mix it with this Japanese mayo.
I think it's called Kempi Mayo.
Kempi Mayo. Okay. You literally put Kempi Mayo, and then you just kind of put salt or pepper or, like, things to taste. I actually added some garlic powder in mine. I put some pepper, salt, garlic powder, and the mayo. I also put this, like, spicy mayo that we had, like, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I would have put more shit, but I didn't want to make it too spicy because...
third party didn't like spicy.
Yeah, the third party doesn't eat spicy like we do. So then you do that, and you kind of, like, you know, you mash that, make that into, like, a paste, into, like, a liquid. And then you get the egg whites, and you kind of just slice them into, like, little cubes. Like, you don't, like, mash it, but you just kind of, like, slice them into little, like, mince?
You dice it.
You dice it. Okay, I was about to say, what is that term?
I know the cooking terms.
Yeah. So, like, you dice it, and then once that's diced, you mix them both, like, you fold them in to each other. It's like, just... fold it in.
How do you
just
fold this?
Like, just you
shred of cheese.
You just fold it.
I can't tell you everything.
I can't tell you everything,
tell me
David.
This?
David.
I can't teach you everything. Can you teach me this?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get something in my kitchen that has something to do with that.
Yeah, with that moment.
Whether it be towels, spoons. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's Schitt's Creek, you guys. Amazing. If you haven't seen that TV series, it's like
so
on Netflix.
Cute.
It's so good. It's so good. I recommend it. Me, personally, I can't sit through TV series, so that first 2, 3, 4 episodes, it was, like, really hard for me to just, like, okay, like, let's just watch the next one, just the next one, but it's superior. It's
honestly,
so good.
Starting out, it was really hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that I didn't enjoy it, but just, it took me a minute to just kind of be like, okay, what's going on now? Like, let
really
me see what they're doing. Yeah, no, I really like it, and then the series is just elevated once Patrick comes in.
Yes.
It's Patrick. Patrick is everything.
He really is.
We love Patrick. It's okay. If you
Patrick
haven't seen
supremacy.
It. If you haven't seen it, we're not going to continue spoiling, but you should really watch Schitt's Creek. We are literally obsessed.
What were we talking about before we drifted? You were talking about the sandwich.
Well, I was talking about the Japanese egg sandwich. So,
you dice it?
So you dice the eggs and then you fold it in with the egg yolks. Just kind of like, you know, make that uniform. And then, well, I mean, what she did in the video, in the end, what I ended up doing is just putting it in, like, a tortilla wrap and, like,
mm-hmm.
wrapping that or, like, on top of bread.
We didn't have bread like she did.
Yeah, we didn't have the exact bread that she did. But, so then what she literally does is she kind of just gets 2 sandwich breads. I think she cuts off the edges, actually, of the sandwich bread.
No.
She, the crust? There was no crust on her bread.
Yeah, there was.
There was not.
You want to bet money?
No.
There was crust.
Okay.
She just put it in these weird paper things.
Oh, is that what she did? Okay, yes, I was like, I
didn't
see
crust.
A crust. Okay. So then, apparently she didn't cut the crust, but she put it, she put, like, a nice thick amount into,
she
like, the
really
bread.
Did.
And then she put, like, a pan on top of it.
A
I don't
plate,
know why.
Yeah, for some reason.
To just kind of, like, I guess.
Maybe uniform it?
Yeah, set
know.
It.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was it. And,
it
I mean, it was pretty delicious. It really was. I mean, it was just, like, an elevated egg sandwich.
And I love egg sandwiches, so if you
it. Literally, just with, like, some Asian taste. Or, like, what is it,
mm-hmm.
Japanese? Like, it tastes Japanese.
But you know what pisses me off? I don't know why flavors like that me repugnan after a while.
Yeah. I couldn't have had another one of those sandwiches.
No.
Just
already,
one.
The one that I had was way too much.
Oh, was it really? I also put a good amount on the bread.
You did. And it was delicious while I was eating it, but once I got to the end, I was like, oh,
aww.
Too much. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Those kind of flavors are hard to swallow.
I mean, but yeah, so, as I was saying, we did eat that.
That's
fire. What we ate today.
We keep forgetting to eat 3 meals a day.
That's literally the only meal I've had today.
Yeah.
which is so bad.
Does it count if you have 3 meals worth of meals in one sitting?
Obviously not. I'll tell you that right now. What the hell? What kind of question is that? Does it count if all the calories I eat today are just going to be in this one cake? It's like, I'll just eat the one cake. Like, I won't eat any other meals. Just the one cake. That has to count. But it doesn't, because the thing is, it's not only calorie counting, but you also need to intake the right amount of nutrients, and you want the, like, fiber and carbohydrates and protein. Mom. I'm not your mother.
But do as I say.
But you will listen to me.
Demo, because you have pizza. We should rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh my gosh, what do you want to do?
Okay, if you win, we're going to do best out of three. If you win...
salad.
Okay.
And if you win, we'll go to Wendy's or McDonald's or what? Where should we go?
We could go to a store and buy ingredients for a salad. That's so
fine. What time is it?
I don't know.
Okay, would stores be open?
Okay, if you win, we try for a salad. Okay. If I win, we try for a pizza.
Ready? Rock, paper.
Best out of three.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Paper, you did scissor. Fuck, okay. You got 1 point. Okay.
Oh, it's my point. I forget how this game works. Oh. I was like, one for salad. No, one for pizza.
One for pizza. Rock, paper, scissors, shoe. Okay. Oh, shoot. I won. I did scissor, you did paper.
Okay.
So now, 1 point for salad. So literally the tiebreaker, regardless. We might as well just have started here. Mm. No, my anxiety. I can't deal. Oh my gosh, my neck hurts. Wow. Oh, my neck is in pain.
It's really stressful. It's fine. Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoe.
I knew it.
How did we...
I knew you were going to do rock. We both did rock. Paper, but I was scared that you were going to think that, and then you were going to do scissor. So I'm like, let me anti her, because she's going to throw out a scissor, thinking that I'm going to throw out a paper,
thinking that hard.
Oh my god, I overthought the...
I'm not thinking that hard.
Like I wanted to. Okay, ready?
Do you want pizza? Because you do realize
we
at the end...
We both want pizza, but we shouldn't.
Oh.
That's why we're rock, paper, scissors, shooing. We're leaving it to the gods.
Oh, the gods.
Yes.
We are leaving it to the energies. Fuck. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoe.
No.
Scissor.
Salad.
Okay, so I did scissor, you did paper. We will eat a salad. Do you want pizza? We haven't had pizza in so long. We'll get a small. With some, like, breadsticks and the brownies.
We shouldn't.
Then let's go buy stuff for a salad.
Let's go buy stuff for a salad.
Oh my gosh. Maybe look we'll at us making a good decision. Maybe we'll get one of those frozen pizzas. What time does Target close?
Like DiGiorno?
Yeah, I don't know. Just one of those, like, you know, cheap something. So it's like worst case scenario.
Those never taste good.
I know, but literally, would it take away the craving? Because if you just bought one of the. No?
No, not for me. They taste bad.
I mean, agreed, but I was like, I don't know, if we spent $10 on one of those box pizzas and just, like, ate, like, one bite or, like, one slice and then threw out the rest, I wouldn't even feel that bad. Like, I know it's bad to, like, throw
it's
out food.
It's wasteful, but I see what you mean. But no, it wouldn't satisfy the craving
no.
for me. We just have to go somewhere that just sells, like, a single slice. Who sells single slices?
Sabaro.
Oh my god, yeah.
Does that even, that place doesn't even exist where we used to go to anymore.
It doesn't exist anymore?
I don't think so, does it? Literally Google it.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
Google near us? I mean, I don't know until what time people are open.
Yes, that's the end of this.
Yeah, so I guess... That was today. Like, low-key, we talked about pizza for a very long time.
We really did.
I want pizza.
We have such a way of... Yeah, it's still here.
We can just extend shit for
we
so
can.
Long.
That's nice. I don't have to have a filter with you. I can say whatever the fuck I want, and you will keep the conversation going.
I really will. That's the thing. I can literally talk about nothing.
You really could.
I really...
I'm
a talker.
You are.
I really am.
You're such an extrovert, and I'm such an introvert, but you make me extroverted.
Yeah? Yeah.
Aww. But I'm still much more
extroverted. I was about to say, I don't know if that's a good thing. It's like that me bringing out the good part of you.
Yeah,
I mean,
because
the thing is,
talk.
I feel like it's so annoying that I feel like I get why you call yourself an introvert, but I was going to say, but you're not an introvert with me. Low-key, you also are.
That's
yeah.
the point, though. I'm as extroverted as I get with you, but I am still very much an introvert.
Am I super extroverted? Am I more extroverted with you than I am with other people?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you judge me for it.
I don't.
No, I know you don't. I'm just kidding.
You feel judgment.
Just sometimes you look at me with some, like, weird faces.
It's admiration. Like, wow, she just...
Wow, she really just shoved that down her mouth.
Well,
I don't know.
That's what she said.
Shut up. You're so nice. I was trying to, like, figure out some way out of that, but it was...
You're doing analogies. I don't...
Stop! I try. I'm good at analogies. I just need to practice.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good at them.
Okay, you're very good.
Stop! I used to be good at them, I think.
When?
I used to think I was really good at them until, like, okay, I started using them.
I know.
I think I'm good at analogies.
All right, this has been our Wednesday podcast.
Yes, so it is Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week. We, you know, we're still going to power through. We know what our goals, our aspirations are. We are at peace. We're going to power through. Literally, there's just, what, Thursday and Friday?
Yep.
And then the week ends.
Yep.
Does it ever really end?
Does it?
Does anything ever really end?
Simply to just start anew.
When does it ever start?
Our hopes, fears, failures to just be
re-examined. Is there ever really an end to call that next beginning?
Or is the next beginning truly just the start of an end?
Aren't we just continuing the cycle?
Of endless beginnings.
And endless ends.
But never truly ending due to the foreseen beginnings.
Or never truly ending. Or never truly beginning due to the foreseen endings. Life. The paradox. See you guys on Friday.
Bye.